We like to think of the world as being dominated by humans. Our species has created complex societies, built elaborate cities, and produced amazing works of art, music, and literature. Evidence of human activity on this planet, such as highways, dams, and illuminated skylines, is even visible from space. While it is clear we've had a large impact on Earth, the reality is that humans are relatively new and numerically minor inhabitants of our planet. We live in a microbial world. The Earth is covered in microorganisms, or microbes, and has been for billions of years. Microbes are microscopic life, such as bacteria and archaea. There are more microbes present on your hand than there are people in the world. If you lumped all the bacteria on Earth together, they would form a biomass larger than all the plants and animals combined. Keep this mental image in mind for an update on our antibiotic war with these microbes, as described in the pages to come. One estimate places the number of bacteria on Earth at 5 million trillion trillion, or in geekier terms, 5 nonillion. If you want to write it out, it's a 5 with 30 zeros after it. Bacteria are everywhere, from cold, dark lakes buried a half mile under the Antarctic ice to deep-sea hydrothermal vents reaching temperatures over 200 degrees Fahrenheit, to the lump in your throat that developed at the thought of so many bacteria. If we ever do find extraterrestrial life, chances are they will be microbes. This is why one of the tasks of the Mars rovers is to search for signs of an environment capable of supporting microbial life. At more than 3.5 billion years old, single-celled microbes are the oldest form of life on Earth. By comparison, humans emerged just 200,000 years ago. If you set the history of Earth to a 24-hour day, with the planet's creation occurring at midnight, microbes would have appeared a little after 4 a.m., while humans would have appeared only a few seconds before the end of the day. Without microbes, humans would not exist. But if we all disappeared, few of them would notice. Despite their seemingly primitive forms, present-day microbes are the product of billions of years of evolution. These microbes are therefore just as evolved as we are. In fact, considering the many more generations microbes have gone through, they reproduce on the timescale of minutes to hours, you could argue that they are better adapted to the current environment than humans. For example, within just a few decades, fungi able to harvest energy from radiation have become prevalent near the site of the Chernobyl disaster. Should widespread devastation strike the planet, certain microbes would likely be able to quickly adapt to the new environment and proliferate. Our human bodies, on the other hand, cannot adjust as readily. Every newborn child represents a habitat of fresh real estate for microbes. Since microbes are so plentiful and have an amazing ability to rapidly acclimate to new environments, they immediately take up residence on every body on the planet, human or otherwise. They find homes on our skin, in our ears and mouths, and in every other orifice on our body, including the entire digestive system, where most of them live. Although the microbes that inhabit us were, in the beginning, just looking for food and shelter, over the course of our coevolution, they have become a fundamental part of our biology.